Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I knew this would happen as soon as we were talking about Taylor Swift going to the Sunday night game, the Chiefs-Jets game, and ticket sales now going crazy. What else is happening?
Ticket sales are up for that game 43% once it was announced that Taylor Swift is going to be at MetLife Stadium for the game to see the Chiefs take on, the Jets, the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. They're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, football game aside, everyone's going to be looking up at the box, you know, the guest box to see if they can spot a little Taylor Swift up there. But not without some controversy, though, because I guess, is it Fox that...
NBC Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night. Well, mm-hmm. Last week for the Bears-Chiefs game, they wanted to play Taylor Swift music during the game. And, of course, they did the right thing by asking permission first instead of just doing it the way some people do. They just use the music and hope they don't get sued afterwards. But Taylor Swift said no. She refused to give permission to use her music during the game. So we'll see if that winds up being the case. I'm going to guess that ratings are going to be through the roof again.
Well, they were. I mean, word got out, and the female audience numbers were up for Fox last Sunday.
That's so crazy. The Taylor Swift fans are the most enthusiastic I think I've ever seen ever, which is the reason why I'm starting my countdown to the Taylor Swift movie. We are now exactly 2 weeks from when this Eras Tour concert film will go to theaters. It's already breaking all the records for pre-sales for a box office. It probably will wind up being the biggest movie of the year. It's going to compete with Barbie. These are the two things in this world in which we're living right now. These are the two things that people are most interested in: Taylor Swift and Barbie. Welcome mm-hmm. to 2023.
How about that? I read that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies this year will be live streamed, and that'll be popular. That's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. It always bugged me that you could never watch it live like you could every other music awards show, you know. And at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they have the induction and the speeches and all that, but they always have some really cool performances of, some of the people who are getting inducted, collaborations with people who are getting inducted, tributes to the people who are getting inducted. But you'd have to wait, for like a month after it happened. It was on HBO. If you didn't have HBO, you couldn't see it. But this year, for the first time ever, they are going to live stream the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, in which people like Elton John, Brandi Carlile, Dave Matthews, Chris Stapleton, New Edition will be among the artists honoring this year's inductees, who are Willie Nelson, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, and Chicago's own Chaka Khan. It's all going to be on Disney Plus, and that will be on November 3rd. So you can watch it live on November 3rd, and then they're going to do a broadcast of it on ABC, 3-hour special, on January 1st.
What do you think of the new Stone song that's out now?
I think it's kind of cool. It's it kind of throws back a little bit to the bluesy side of the Rolling Stones. They have their new album, Hackney Diamonds, is going to be coming out on October 20th, and they've released a couple of songs. Yesterday, they released the song that they did, the Stones did, with Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder. And while they are not prevalent in it, you can definitely hear Lady Gaga singing in it. Stevie is mostly on keyboards in this song, which is called Sweet Sounds of Heaven.
Oh, Lady Gaga wailing away in that, huh?
Not that. It's like the old days when the Stones used to show up at the Checkerboard Lounge and sing with Coco Taylor or something. You know? It's like some really cool, very bluesy sound.
And Stevie Wonder on keyboard.
Stevie is on the keyboard with that. I listened to it. I couldn't hear him singing in it. But you can definitely hear Stevie's sound on the keyboards, which you don't normally hear with Rolling Stone songs as well. So
I set my DVR for the People's Choice Country Music Awards last night. I haven't watched it yet. How'd my my gal Kelsey Ballerini do? Did she win anything?
Let's see the list here of who won what. Because it was a pretty good night. The People's Artist of the Year was Morgan Wallen. The Male Artist of the Year, Jelly Roll. Lainey Wilson won Best Female Artist of the Year. Sorry, Kelsey was nominated in that category but did not win.
I'll watch it anyway.
The Group or Duo of the Year, Dan and Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly Roll, once again, winning Best New Artist.
He's good.
I love anybody who is named after a pastry.
Oh, man.
That's always been my policy.
He's great.
Also, a special notice, the Career Achievement Award was given out last night to the artist. Oh, boy. I'm completely blanking on his name now. The hang on a second, I got it right here.
Luke, somebody maybe.
It was not Luke. No. Wait, there's too many Lukes. There should be a best a category called Best Luke, just plain old Best Luke. I'll think of it in a second here. But a special Lifetime Achievement Award went to somebody last night.
All right. Well while we're getting that, talk about what there is to see in the theaters.
Yeah, the movie, I guess the movie of the week is called The Creator. It's a sci-fi movie. We haven't had a really good old-fashioned sci-fi movie in quite some time. It's Toby Keith, by the way. Sorry, I just thought of it.
Isn't
that funny how it pops into your head? Toby Keith got a special Lifetime Achievement Award, Country Icon Award is what it was called, and he thanked everybody, he sang a song, talked about his cancer diagnosis, for which, by the way, he's doing really well. Anyway, the movie The Creator is the new movie of the weekend, where John David Washington, Denzel's son, really, really great actor all on his own, is an operative in a war that's set in the future, going on between humans and high-functioning AI robots. So, you know, it's this battle between the humans and the robots, basically. But while you're watching this movie, and, you know, and all the talk that there is now of AI and how it's going to take over, this movie is about the AI robots who want to eliminate human beings, that they advance to such a level with AI that we are the ones that are in jeopardy of being eliminated. So it's a very interesting concept. It's a beautiful movie. The visuals in this movie are absolutely stunning. I wish the storyline had been a little more keeping at the same level as all the visuals in the story. It's not a bad story at all, but it's just kind of a routine and a little bit predictable kind of story. I liked the movie. I didn't love it. I gave it a Dean's List B-. More significantly, and probably the movie that's going to be the number one movie of the week, is one that they did not screen for critics ahead of time, which is always a bad sign. But with a movie like Saw 10, I guess you really don't have to. The Saw franchise is one of the most bloody, most gory, most challenging movies to watch. This macabre sort of Rube Goldberg-like torture sequence that they have been following for all these movies. That's out this weekend. It's rated R. For the little kids, there's Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. It's rated PG. And there's a lot going on for the weekend as well. Music-wise, Peter Gabriel is at the United Center tomorrow night. The Tower of Power at the Mackinac Arts Center at College of DuPage on Sunday. Three Dog Night is at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet on Sunday. Smooth guitarist Pat Metheny is at Thalia Hall. Gypsy Kings are at the Genesee in Waukegan. For theater this weekend, the Lyric Opera is opening its season with Wagner's The Flying Dutchman. It's going to be there until October 7th. The Lehman Trilogy is opening at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. Dave Attell doing comedy this weekend at the Improv in Schaumburg. Sam Morrell is at the Chicago Theater tomorrow night. There's the Lincoln Square, Ravenswood, Apple Fest all weekend. Lincoln Park Zoo's Fall Fest is going on. The Autumn Fall Harvest is at the Volkening Heritage Farm in Schaumburg. And tomorrow morning, as I've done, I don't even know how many years I've hosted the opening of the AIDS Run and Walk, but I'll do it again. Tomorrow morning, it's just outside of Soldier Field, a 5 and 10K run and walk, and there's music, and we have a lot of fun during the opening ceremonies, and we raise a lot of money for the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. AIDSRunWalk.org if you want more info.
And are you the warm-up act on WGN Radio Sunday morning for Hamp and OB?
Yes, I am. I calm them down.
Good luck.
When they come in, they're usually mad about something even before the Bear game.
Before they watch the game.
Yeah, I don't know what they do to them to get them all revved up, but I calm them down a little bit, and really within 5 or 10 minutes, OB especially is breaking equipment and yelling at everybody. It's the most entertaining thing that I experience every week.
Do you feed them, Dean?
I do. Well, raw meat. It's like when you see people at the zoo throwing in meat in the lion cage. I don't go too close.
Good luck Sunday.
Yeah. Hamp actually once bit me one week. So
yeah, and don't stay in the studio after the game.
No.
Thank you, Dean. Have a good weekend.
Stupid.